Dog Days listeners, this is Chuck Tomasi coming to you with again another airport cast, this time from Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. Man, I didn't realize how noisy this moving sidewalk was until I turned on the microphone. This is part of the Dog Days of Edmund challenge for podcasters to create a podcast today during the season of Advent. I'm doing my part, or trying to, and as you can tell, this morning I am much more awake than normal the last couple of days. Tuesday was long. And, oh, by the way, the bug that I thought I had found in the software on Tuesday, well, at least Craig and Dave will be glad to know, it was not a bug. Just turns out I needed to change the little configuration in one part of the software. That's what I was hoping for, and that's what the engineer told me. And now when I share this information with the rest of the world, I will be sure to point that out. The technical answer was I needed to change my business rule from after to async. Can't do a REST integration from an after rule. And I don't need to, which is good. So anyway, that being said, I know that last part sounded almost like when doctors do talk to each other via medical speak. I'm like, Isn't that always fun? I was talking about speaking yesterday, and I should have thought of that. It's like, speak in a language that people can understand. Speak clearly. Of course, when you're talking amongst other professionals, you want to make sure that you're speaking to each other clearly as well. And you need to be precise. Sometimes we don't get that. But that was yesterday's topic. At least I think it was. Wow. Yesterday, I just woke up and it felt like someone hit me with the tired stick all day. It was tough. I did my cast yesterday and tried to get some sleep on the plane. Did not get any. Finally got home about 9:30 in the morning and slept for a couple hours. And that made me feel badder, but it was still... It was just... I think by the evening I was finally feeling human again. So, what's the word today? The word today is comfort. And I should tell you that I'm on my way to San Jose. I think I mentioned that earlier in the week, but I will be back tomorrow morning. Hopefully I'll have the same energy. But if it's a long day today and there's alcohol in the vault tonight, that's always tough. That might be why I feel so refreshed this morning, is because I did not do any drinking last night. But comfort is the word today. And while you might think initially, comfort is a good thing. Comfort is where I feel comfortable. It's like a warm blanket. It's like being at grandma's house. It's a good thing. And there are times when you need comfort, especially after something stressful or a bad event or some life-changing event. You need that comfort. And that's a good thing. On the other hand, comfort can be sometimes a trap. You can be trapped in, what people use the phrase, get out of your comfort zone. That's where you learn the most. So getting out of that comfortable place, it's not the easiest thing to do, and I will admit this from personal experience. I like doing what I do, and when I do it well, and then somebody throws me a new challenge, I'm like, well, I don't know if I can do it that well. I like to be good at what I do. But it's something to think about. Keep your comfort area in mind when you're going about your job, when you're going about talking to your friends, when you're going about meeting new people. Hey, there's an opportunity. Meet new people that make them feel comfortable. Sometimes you feel uncomfortable making others feel comfortable. Isn't that a weird situation? So, just shooting from the top of my head. I don't have any show notes today, but I will be on the way to San Jose doing a developer meetup, talking to people I like to talk to. Also forgot to mention about Denver on Tuesday night. I happen to have brought one of my Amazon Dash buttons, one that particularly communicates with my MiFi, and that turned out to be a big hit. I was not doing my demo that I was prescribed to do because, for whatever reason, people would see it sitting there. I was working on it because I was trying to solve that problem from Tuesday morning. And they said, well, what is that for? And we got into a discussion. People's eyes lit up. I mean, they went, wow, you can push a dash button and it'll talk to ServiceNow?
Yeah.
And you can make it do other things? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, one of the guys from Dish Network takes out his phone and shows me this video. He says, we're going to do that with these lights. And he had the LED strip lights hooked up to a Raspberry Pi, if I remember right. So that when you encountered a bad server or something, it would light up, and the marching ants, you know, like when you see, walk this way, walk this way, walk this way, with lights that sort of advance down the dots. Yeah, they call those marching ants. That would it will show you exactly what rack and position in the rack where this troubled server is, or a server that needs service. That's pretty cool. And yes, you can do that. So we're gonna get together and hook that stuff up. Lots of fun, imaginative things. People can come up with some pretty creative and innovative items to do, not just in the electronic software space, but in the physical space too. I have a new term for that Amazon dash button. It's called a physical UI action, which means a whole lot to the ServiceNow people listening on this, which are two others. So. I apologize for talking to an audience of two on sometimes, but keep comfort in mind this holiday season. And to that, I wish you the happiest of Advent days. I wish you the happiest of any other holidays that you celebrate or are celebrating or about to celebrate. And take care, be well, and I will talk to you tomorrow.